Rabbi here suggests the produce of Shavuos should not be obligated in challah, because challah could be subject to being burnt if it's tame, and by Shavuos we have a din of la'achla v'lo'lusvei, for the Shavuos has to be eaten. So Marit Al-Ghazi asks a kasha on this concept, that why don't we say that since challah doesn't need a shear, so challah could be something much smaller than a kezias, so it shouldn't necessarily be a problem, because the mitzvah of achila, in general, normally requires a kezias. So presumably, the mitzvah of eating shvius also needs a kezias. So if you have challah that's less than a kezias, so you could burn it, and it won't be a problem as far as the din of shvius of la'achla v'lo l'sreifa. So the Sri Aish deals with this in one of his tshuvas, and he explains that when it comes to Peir Shvius, it's not that there's an actual mitzvah of achila, like you find by Kachin. That even the Ramban, who lists eating Peir Shvius as a mitzvah, even the Ramban understands that it's really only a lav haba mechal aseh, that since you're not allowed to destroy Shvius, so you have to eat it instead, which means it's not viewed as an actual mitzvah that has a shir kezayis. So therefore, any amount of Shvius, there is a mitzvah achila, and there is a concept of achila, and therefore any sreifa of Shvius is in contradiction of the din that applies by Shvius.